Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.
Listening into that conversation is the Human Rights Commission Northwest Provincial Manager, Shirley Mlambo. Thank you so much, Shirley, for your time. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening to you, Tamela, and good evening to your listeners.
Well, you know, we are really glad to see this report come out of your office, because we had spoken to a lot of these people who are affected by this issue in Harties. And so maybe let's just, by way of your own work on the ground, are things still as tense? Or is it, you know, because I know that you've given us a technical report, but the attitudes on the ground, are they still as tense?
As the South African Human Rights Commission, we had an opportunity to engage with residents when we launched our report last week. And despite the challenges on the ground, what we're grateful for is that all stakeholders were able to come together in one under one roof. Even though there were difficult questions that were put to each other, which that's evidence that there is still some tension. But I think the fact that they were able to convene in the fashion that they did, it does say to us that yes, there may still be tension, but there is room for engagement between residents across racial lines in Harties.
So of course, you know, just to the point that the Deputy Minister was making, I don't think we can handle everything. So we were focusing a little bit on the department's allocation of land, land leases, to your point. But there were other things there. And I wonder to what extent those other things can be resolved. You know, we've just spoken about tensions and the police themselves in managing, you know, who they respond to when someone phones and says, well, that business across the road is too loud. It's too noisy. And then, you know, all the kinds of things that you've been hearing over and above these leases.
Yes, as rightly indicated by the Deputy Minister, there were a lot of enforcement issues at local government level, issues relating to the purchasing of licenses as well as applications for building and development in the municipality. And we have found that indeed that this lacuna that has been left by local government is also contributing to the tensions. Because when there is no law enforcement, now residents are left to try and take matters into their own hands, which does lead to direct clashes between residents and which does intensify the, you know, the tensions in the community. So indeed, it's not just an issue of the allocation of land along the dam, but there are issues with local government. The issues with police, yes, there were also complaints raised that the police is racially biased. But as part of the investigation that we did, we asked residents to send us a list of those complaints that they say they've lodged with the police and they were not responded to. And based on the complaints that were submitted to us, we engaged with the police. And the police gave us responses to where those various investigations are. And we were satisfied based on the responses that, based on the information currently available, we cannot find any racial bias. But of course, if maybe residents have other matters that have not brought to our attention, we have advised that those can be escalated directly with the police.
With regards to local government, though, what did they state to be their reasons for I suppose, not supporting their residents? Is it capacity? What did they state on their side?
What I've considered to, and which is a known fact, is that Madibeng has been in a state of dysfunction for a very long time, until only recently they've had a substantive MM who was also at some point suspended. So there is a leadership instability within the municipality, which has led to many of its functions not working as they should. And as you may be aware, also because of some of this dysfunction, the municipality is currently under administration as well, which shows the level of crisis, administrative dysfunction within the municipality. So in a nutshell, in our engagement with them, we're told that the internal dysfunction for the large part has contributed to them being unable to respond to residents as they ought. And it's not only in the issues of water peers, we've had also other complaints relating to water, relating to sanitation that are not being responded to on time because of the administrative challenges within the municipality itself.
So then let's talk about the issue of land allocation, these lease allocations, and what you point to what the Department of Water and Sanitation can improve on.
In our report, we found that there is evidence of indirect and unfair discrimination in the lease allocation processes within the Department of Water and Sanitation. And this largely stems for their failure to act in the face of a duty for them to act to ensure that there is transformation in the dam economy. I had an opportunity to also listen to the Deputy Minister, and of course it's always been the position of the department that they are unfairly discriminating in Hartlepiers, but we are saying, and based on the submissions they've made, that between 2012 and 2014, there is no evidence of work or substantive work that has been done to ensure transformation in Hartlepiers. And on their own admission, within that span of time, they only processed 4 lease applications, and 2 they allocated to white applicants, and 1 to black applicants, and the other 10, a mixed race and mixed gender entity. So on their own admission, they did indicate that until December 2024, there really has not been a lot of work that has gone into ensuring transformation in Hartlepiers. But of course, we appreciate that perhaps since the subpoena hearing in December 2024, there may have been some work that has been done by the department, but this does not take away from the fact that for a protracted period of time, there was inaction on the part of the department, and they did concede to this during the subpoena hearing, and also they cited that they had their own leadership instability, which hindered their ability to move with the haste or speed that was required to ensure transformation in Hartlepiers. So for us now, for the department to be saying now, they've been acting when they have said to us under oath during the subpoena hearing that they've not been able to act as they ought for many years because of their own leadership instability.
So that sounds to me like, you know, there's the one statement on the one hand and then there's another statement on the other. And I saw that myself. How does that then help the work going forward?
For us, I think we are heartened. Like I said, despite the many years of seeming inaction, since the subpoena hearing, which took place in December 2024, there does seem to be some work that has been done by the department to try and expedite the leasing processes. We have received reports that this year, there were more additional lease applications that have been processed. And for us, we are heartened, and we look forward to seeing the complete work of transformation within the department insofar as the leases are concerned.
Well, appreciate your time, and really, I think this is welcome. I will be speaking to a few of the residents myself just to get a sense of how they feel about this, but I think it does validate some of the feelings that some of the residents have had. You know, when sometimes you complain about something and it feels like you're in an echo chamber. I think this is really welcome. So thank you very, very much, Shirley, for making time for us.
All right, thank you so much, Pinello.
That's Shirley Mlambo, who is a South African Human Rights Commission at the West Northwestern Provincial Manager there. Just to, you know, releasing a report saying, yes, the people who felt like they were discriminated against on the basis of race, yes, absolutely. When you look at the stats, clearly something else has to be done. And I think you also heard my conversation with the Deputy Minister of Water and Sanitation. They preside over this land that's in question now. Also acknowledging that, yes, these are historical issues. And they have themselves been trying to make sure that there is change, albeit it's been very slow, but there is work on the ground. Of course, there is local government as well. And that's, that municipality is under administration. So we can have another conversation about that on another day.
Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
to download the Point of View podcast.